Joss had enough on his mind that he was paying scant attention to the chip cards. The coins, flasks, sabers, and staves upon them held no real meaning for him. Around the table, the other players looked at their hands, brooded, or made classic comments. Son of a bantha, who dealt this mess? This from Zan. That would be me, Den said. He glanced at Joss. I tried to cheat in your favor, Doc. Didn't you get a pure?
Very funny, Joss replied. If this bomb was any bigger, they'd be calling this the Drongar asteroid field.
Spoken like a being trying to up the bets,
I-5 said. You going to bet, fold, or just whine? Tulk asked Joss. Her tone of voice was like a sonic disruptor fired straight into his chest. To his surprise, he'd found that nearly getting killed while out trying to clear his head yesterday had not bothered him nearly as much as Tulk's new coolness toward him. But that's what you told you wanted, wasn't it? Zan leaned back and said, So, Den, weren't you going to write a story about Fogi? The reporter paused a beat in his deal, then resumed.
Yeah.
So when are we going to see it?
With any luck? Never. They butchered it. I laid it out as how our friend Jai was the scum of the galaxy and that feeding him feet first to a hungry rancor was too good for him.
And? Barris said.
And they twirled it so that now he doesn't sound so bad.
Den shuffled the cards.
Not bad at all, I'm afraid. Seems the audience is tired of grim news at the moment. According to my editor, they've been getting a lot of that lately. Battles lost here, systems cut off there, and so on. Dooku's forces might be getting their metal behinds kicked in the long run, if you believe the Republic flacks anyway. But it doesn't sound like that to the viewing public. They want heroes.
Fogi is not in any way, shape, or form a hero, Zan said. He's a murderous thug who kills people for fun.
A fact I went to great pains to point out, believe me. But that doesn't matter. Jai can be trimmed and lubed enough to fit the slot. So it has been decreed by voices louder than mine, and so, apparently, shall it be.
There was a moment of shocked silence as the other players digested this.
That's not a twirl. That's a Class 1 troopship's gravity gyro on full spin, Joss said.
Zan looked like he'd just been hit with severe vestibular disorder.
But they can't make a cold-hearted no-crash-like giant as somebody for people to admire, he sputtered.
The man keeps trophies of all the people he's murdered.
Enemies of the Republic, each and every one. That's how they'll twirl it.
This is unbelievable news, Den, Barris said. You must be horribly disappointed. Den was quiet. He seemed to be editing his thoughts.
It is. I am, he said finally. But I'm not all that surprised. I didn't just fall off the Pernix lorry yesterday, after all. I've seen it happen to others. I've even had it done to me before, though never to this degree.
He snorted.
Our warped Fogi will probably get a rich Enproj contract out of it, if he doesn't dice the agent who offers it to him. The hero of Drongar, coming to your home 3D soon.
Sweet Suki, Joss said.
Heroes are transient, Den said, in a tone that sounded like he was trying to convince himself more than the other players at the Sabacc table. They come, they go, and they tend to die more often than everybody else in wartime. If one is real and another is a product of the media, it's all the same in the long run. None of it really matters.
I'm going to go out on a spiral arm here and guess you have no use for heroes.
Den shrugged.
They make good copies sometimes. Other than that, no.
So there's nothing for which you would risk your life?
Good maker, no. I don't believe in all that spiritual stuff. I don't expect to be recycled as something higher up the food chain in another incarnation, or to see the spectrum at the end of the galaxy. For me, what you see is what you are, and when the lights go out, that's it. So why should I court the eternal sleep any sooner than I absolutely must? No risk, no loss. Heroes are, save for those who wind up being in the category completely by accident, either fools or selling something.
Jost looked at the droid. What about you, I-5? Given your construction, you could last 500, 1,000 years or more. Would you put your Durasteel neck and all those sentries on the line if there was a good chance somebody would axe it?
It would depend on why. I've mentioned before that I still have some memory damage I'm endeavoring to repair, and it seems from some of the recently recovered bits that I may have performed some heroic actions in my past.
I-5 fanned his cards.
I must say I'm interested in learning the circumstances.
Den shook his head, then looked at Barriss. You, I expect it from. You're a Jedi, that's what you do. The medical folks, well, I've seen some of them who'd charge a particle cannon at the drop of a glove, so they're as crazy as clones too in my Quran. He glanced at Joss, Zan, and Tulk. No offense, he added.
None taken, Zan said.
Den shifted his gaze back to I-5. But I didn't expect to ever encounter a droid with delusions of valor. You, my metallic friend, are in need of some serious rewiring.
And you,
I-5 replied as he tossed a credit into the handpot,
need a damper slapped on your cynicism chip.